From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 4, 2014. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Larry Stein, AgriLife Extension Horticulturalist, Uvalde, what possible effects the recent temperature extremes may have had on peach and other fruit crops.
Well, I mean, we just have to take it one day at a time with this cold spell. I mean, it got a lot colder than most people thought it was going to get. Unfortunately, we had trees starting to bloom. I mean, we had some peaches that had bloomed out, but most things were just starting to bloom. So most of the buds were still fairly tight. So we're kind of optimistic that, you know, there's going to be enough tight buds that will come along and still bloom and still set a crop. More than likely, the flowers that were open and were exposed to temperatures of 25, 26, 22, you know, somewhere in that range, more than likely those got killed. Usually, you know, you can go a little bit below freezing, but you get into the mid-20s, and it's going to take a toll on most of those open flowers.
Now, you're talking about peaches at this point, right?
The main crop that we're talking about right now is peaches, plums, some apricots, pears had some flowers open, but pecans are nowhere near ready to come out, so that's good news. And apples, for the most part, are still pretty tight. And so a lot of crops are still tight. Blackberries are still tight. And so we shouldn't have an issue on tight buds. It's only the buds that were open or starting to open that we're concerned about. If we get another one of these in 7 to 10 days, it's not going to be good. But by the same token, as long as it stays cool, that's going to slow down the development of these flowers and shoots.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.